Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Pets Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verses starting from 30 to 36. Book of John, chapter 3, verses starting from 30 to 36. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Here ends the Bible reading. Brothers and sisters, John the Baptist was one of the most blessed prophet and servant of God who came before the Lord Jesus Christ, introducing the kingdom of God, introducing the arrival, the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah. John the Baptist, he was being commissioned with the greatest mission to get this world prepared to meet the Messiah, to meet the Master, and to be united with the Father. John chapter 3, verse 36, it speaks about he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. God had sent his only begotten Son into this world, that through him the world might be saved. God so loved the world, that's the very reason of sending his only begotten Son. That is the good news. That is the good news that servant John was proclaiming, making this world, making the nation aware of the goodness that Messiah brings to the world. The everlasting life that God the Father promised to those who believe in his Son, in his only begotten Son, and all those who accept him, that he is sent by God. For God had given all authority into the hands of his only Son. All authority, both in heaven and earth, have been given to him. That also, he promises everlasting life to all those who accept the Son, who accepts him as their Savior, as their Lord. All those who looks at his face and asks for his forgiveness shall be forgiven of the sins and trespasses. And all those who does not believe the Son will not have everlasting life, but the wrath of God will abide upon them. Hence John the Baptist was preparing the way for the Lord, was making the people known about the salvation of God, salvation which is freely given to the world. He was proclaiming the salvation. He was baptizing people. And he also said that I should decrease, but he should increase. The beauty of a true servant begins with this character that puts himself down but always boasts the master. John the Baptist was one such humble servant who always wanted his master to increase and he himself should decrease. It's not about his name that should be popular, but he wanted to make known the name of Jesus Christ among the Gentiles. He wanted to make known the Messiah among the people and not about his own name. He cared less about himself, but he cared much about the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be the nature and the character of every servant, of every Christian, of every believer who calls upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who had accepted him as their life savior. I should decrease and the Lord should increase. Hallelujah. People did not understand all the prophecies, all the testimonies that Jesus Christ shared with them, because he always spoke about the heaven, concerning the heaven. And he also said that if I speak to you earthly things and you do not follow them, how do you perceive the heavenly things? If I keep speaking about the heaven and the wonders, what is the truth and what are the riches and the glories of the kingdom of God, how will you perceive? That's what even John says. I belong to this world, I speak earthly things. But the one who comes from above, he speaks. He speaks about heaven. And he is above all. He is above all. That one word would contain everything. Above all. The one who comes from above is above all. He is the creator, he is the master, he is everything, he is the Lord. Amen. You and I, as a servant of God, have this mission and we are commissioned to this mission to give glory to God and to make this world known about the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, about the Lord God Almighty, and to prepare the kingdom of God for him. We have put in our hands on the plow and we are awaiting. We are continually working towards the building of the kingdom of God. It is the right and duty to glorify his name and to prepare the way. John the Baptist also faced many obstacles in his path. He neither had a home nor a dwelling place to reside, but he was a person of the forest. He ate grasshoppers. He drank honey. That was his life. He gave everything for the kingdom of God. His only goal and focus was to proclaim the salvation of God, to prepare the way, make this world known about the Savior. That was a great calling. His cup, many servants would not be able to take it up.
His cup was really a hard one to comply with. The calling of John the Baptist. An example of a believer, a loyal servant. Hallelujah. Amen. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. And it is a right and duty to love the Son and to glorify His name, that we will be acknowledged by the Father. Father said that you do not have to come to me directly, but you accept and believe my Son whom I have sent into this world. He is the Savior of the world. He is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He saves the world from the sins. And all those who accept Him will be blessed with an eternal life, everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says, He who has received His testimony has certified that God is true. Nobody can deny His testimony. And all those who have accepted and listened to His testimony always certified that God is true. None can take away the truth from God. If God Himself starts to speak about the truth, who can deny it? Who can deny it? For we who belong to this world would know much about the earthly things, but the one who comes from above knows God. For the Lord Jesus Christ was with God. Is the Word of God. He was the Word of God. He was with God. And He is God. Hallelujah. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. That's a triunion relationship. That's the Trinity of God, the greatest mystery that none can break into or to sneak into. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. None can separate them. Amen. John 1:3 says, All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. Even before the foundation of the earth was laid, He was there. He was known about it. And was made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. We serve such a great and awesome and mighty God. And through your belief, you will certify that God is true. Because the word, the scripture that we carry in our hand is entirely the word which has been sent by the Holy Spirit. The word that has been inspired by God, inspired by the Spirit of God. And we should accept this testimony, and we have to certify that God is true and Jesus is the Savior and the Messiah of this world. The one who came into this world had said that I shall come again, and His testimony is true, and we should believe that He is coming again. This time it is not to save but to judge the world, to separate the good and bad, to separate the righteous and the wicked. The great judgment of the world awaits upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us be prepared to meet the Master for His coming soon. Amen. Let us adorn the character of John the Baptist. Let us prepare the way for the Messiah. Let a principle be that we should decrease and the Lord should increase. Let His name be glorified and our name, let it not be spoken. Let His name be glorified. Let us focus upon His name alone. Let us focus. Let a motive be to glorify the name of God, to praise His name, to worship His name, to glorify His name as much as we can, that we should decrease, but He should increase. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.